This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The United States has reopened its embassy in Riyadh and American consulates in other cities in Saudi Arabia. Those compounds were closed last week to prevent possible attacks by Al-Qaeda. The Saudi government has been cracking down on supporters of Osama bin Laden since this month's suicide bombings in the capital city. Analysts warn that unless the crackdown is accompanied by political, social, and economic reforms, extremism in Saudi Arabia will grow. Corruption is rampant, unemployment is rising, and many Saudis complain that they don't have a say in governing the country, which is ruled by the royal family with support from the conservative religious establishment. NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
On a steamy weekend night, young Saudi men loiter near a site where women often stroll for exercise. This is as good a place as any to girl watch in Riyadh. There's not much else for boys to do here. Theaters and cinemas are banned. There are few sports clubs, and the mixing of the sexes is strictly prohibited. Many of the young men complain of boredom. 21-year-old Abdullah, who wouldn't give his last name, says he's got other worries. 8 months now I've been looking for a job, says Abdullah, who graduated last year from a technical college. It's kind of a long time, he adds. Unemployment is estimated to exceed 30% here. Poverty is also on the rise in this oil-rich state. Many Saudis complain that their national wealth is being plundered by corrupt members of the royal family. 19-year-old student Mohammed Ahmed says there's a lot of frustration and anxiety among young Saudi men. Almost half of them have lost hope for their future, he says. And they are ripe for recruitment by Islamist extremists, in the view of some Saudi analysts. Adding to the frustration, says Islamist lawyer Mohsen El-Awaji, are the lack of outlets for discussion and debate. Trade unions are barred, as are all other professional associations, and there are no elected bodies of any kind in this absolute monarchy. Awaji says Saudi society has few political tools to counter the extremism that has taken root here, and the results, he says, are actions like the recent bombings in Riyadh.
We have to give the people more rights, you see. We have to give the people suitable channel to listen to them. They have a lot of things to say. If we leave them with their own beliefs, they will translate this belief into this action, or, you know, even more aggressive one.
Awaji has long called for more political rights as well as government accountability. In response, authorities imprisoned him in the mid-90s. Fellow reformist Abdulaziz Qasim was also jailed for his demands. He says the government now has no choice but to implement reforms because it's facing a crisis. There is only one solution, says Qasim. Without reforms, sympathy for extremism will grow, while loyalty toward the government will decrease. Qasim was among more than 100 prominent intellectuals who signed a recent petition to the government calling for reforms. Qasim says nothing has changed since then, but he says he was heartened by King Fahd's recent speech. After the bombings here, the Saudi ruler pledged to pursue political reforms and expand popular participation. Analyst Suleiman Hatlan says the time is ripe.
Let's open doors for debate. Let's guarantee everybody's rights to discuss things.
Hatlan says for too long, Saudi Arabia has been hostage to one dominant conservative Islamic ideology. It's time, he says, for all members of society to have input. Islamists, liberals, and representatives of the Shiite Muslim minority who've long faced discrimination here.
We have to sit together and discuss ways that help our women to participate in the development of the country. We have to discuss ways to improve our political culture, ways to improve our educational system.
Hatlan says he expects resistance to change. This is a conservative society, he says. Many people are suspicious that some of the changes called for are un-Islamic. Some believe political reforms will undermine the monarchy. University professor Khalid al-Dakhil says the ruling family has been fearful of sharing power in the past, but now, he says, some members realize that only reform will ensure its long-term survival.
They can maintain more power with democracy than otherwise. They will enhance the legitimacy of the system. they will rally the people around the system.
That is, if the government finally does move ahead with political reforms. Some here still have their doubts. Others say it's now or never. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.